Okay, we're in the middle of this discussion whether the Mason know what's going on. So, it all started, remember, it started yesterday with a conversation between Reb Chiya and Reb Yonis. Reb Yonis was walking with his tzitzis hanging out in the Beis HaKvaros. Reb Chiya told him, put them in, they're coming, whatever. And he answered him, Reb Yonison said, the Mason don't know anything, because it says, he said, that's what he said. Says the Gemara now, after Reb Yonison had obey, even Reb Yonison changed his mind. Reb Yonison himself said, how do we know that the Mason speak with each other? Shenema. V'yem Hashem elov, when before Moshe dies, Zoy so'oretz ha'shenishbati lavrom li'yitzuk li'yakov le'mor. Ma le'mor? O makadosh bo'och le'moshe, le'ichem or lohen lavrom li'yitzuk li'yankiv. Go tell the Ovis, shu'a shenishbati lohem kvar kiyamti alibneichem. Oh, so we're telling, Hashem is telling Moshe, go and tell the Ovis that I was mekayim the shu'im. No, they didn't yet get into it. It's all, but they're about to go in. Everything's all set. Well, no, this is Reb Yonison himself talking. If we understand that they don't understand anything, like we thought at the beginning, only tzayre the gufo, that's what he thought, and they only feel their own pain, but they don't understand anything. So what do you mean he told them? It's meaningless. So they do know. So what does he have to tell them for? That they should know that Moshe was involved, and that they should feel Hakor Satov to Moshe. Now, the Mashal points out, it's an interesting thing. I mean, we got to this whole long discussion. The question here was whether the Mason know what's going on in this world. But we said everybody holds here that if someone goes and tells them, that's not the Madubra here. We kept on saying it. The Doima, this one told them, this one, that's not the question. Points out the Mashal talked to Reb Yonison here. You know, I mean, this is no riot. It is Machlokes. This Shail of Nei Reb Chiya, they were discussing whether the mace know. They've assumed the mace knows if someone tells them. Are they current in what's going on in this world? But Reb Yonison, he's the one who started saying, they don't know anything, only their own pain. That we see clearly he backed down from. Because obviously they do understand other things. Whether they know what's going on here without being told, that still remains a moot question. We don't know. That we don't have an answer to. Okay. Amrav Yitzchok. Whoever talks bad about a mess after he dies. As if he's speaking about a stone. Some say the lo yadi because he doesn't know. That would be that side like we had. They may know, but what difference does it make to them? Someone says something bad. Basre de Mashmuel. After someone said something about Mashmuel after he died, v'nofal kanya mitlola, a heavy reed fell down from the roof, ubozala arnaka demoche, and it punctured, it split his skull, arnaka demoche, that the thing that holds the brain. So you just told me that I'm sapachri ames, kilim sapachri ames, like he's speaking about a stone. I mean, he doesn't know, he doesn't care. And you see, he was punished for it. So the Gemara, shiny tzuba mirabonon, atam chorim is something else, the kutcher brichu tava biyikri. That's not him. That was a Kodesh Baruch, was tavei the COVID of Tam Yechom. How did I tie Chanuk at the Moche, the skull?
The case of the memory.
Yeah, that's what I said. Kishem hamoyach munach bo. Okay. Om Reb Shuben Levi. Kolam saper achar mitoson shal tamid echachomit. Meaning they speak bad about a Talmid Chacham after he dies. Meaning the coffin. Noifel begehenem. Shenem, it says in Tillim. V'hamatim akal kalois. Now the pasuk before that is Heitivu Hashem latoivim. Then it says V'hamatim akal kaloisom. So Rashi learns, meaning hamatim, they are noitedin, meaning they dan lekavchoyvol akalkolosam. They speak bad of him. They they interpret everything he did as bad. The machriya lechoivo is what will happen to them. Yolichem Hashem es poyaleho oven. Hashem will take those poyaleho oven, will take them, or he takes them to Gehenna. Sholem al Yisroel. That's the end of the pasuk. So understand what? Afilu b'sho she'sholem al Yisroel. What did it mean? Even when Sholem meaning explains to us, meaning even if you're talking after Misa, when the person will not react, will not fight back, he's not here, still Yolichem Hashem es poyaleho oven. They're matal kaloisim. They are dan lekaf choiver. They are machriya. That what the Talmud Chacham did was wrong. They speak bad of him. Even when Shasholim, when he can't answer, when he's no longer concerned about answering it, after he's dead, is still yelichem Hashem is poyel over. He'll take them to Gehenna. Tonad ve'er b'shmolim ro'isu Talmud Chacham she'over aveira balaylo al tahari rachov bayom. Don't have any thoughts about him even the next morning. Shema osu tshuva. So the Shema sal gedaydo. Maybe the tshuva elavadei osu tshuva. Vahani mili b'dvorim she'begufo avol b'mamoyno adamahad lamoyim. So there you can't say automatically tshuva. There you have to return the money. You have to give back what was taken if it's that type of an avol. Vorim b'shuvin levi. B'chov dalid mekoymis bezdin minadin al kvoido rav. In 24 places, and what thought now means that we find 24 places where Chazal put somebody in nidui because of kvoido rav. V'kulon shonina mishnasena. So at this point, we thought we're going to find 24 places in Mishnayis where something happened and we put somebody in nidui for being mevazek kvoid chachom and something like that. So who said that? Omalei Rebbe Loza Heicho. Where are these 24 places in Mishnayis? Omalei Luchi Tishkach. You'll find. Go look for them in the Mishnayis. You'll find them. Nofak, Dok, Ve'ashkach Klas. He found three. Let's see what they are. Hamizalzel Benetil Hashadayim. We'll explain everything. He was made light of the Indian Til Shadayim. Hamesaper Achim Itosh Lachomim. Meaning, was mevazik minchom if they were dead. But megis died to klapei ma'elo. It was chutzpedik, let's say, towards ma'el, because of Hashem. So, okay. Amesap racha mitosh shalmin achom. Ma'i, where is that? Again, we have to find them in Mishnayis. So, where's the story? Ditna. Hu hoya oimer, akavi be mahalal in maseches edis held, ein mashkin los agieris los am shukhreris. If kina lo bailo v'nistero, makes her nisha soite, there's no ashkor on a giyeris and shukhreris. Shaila, we got it. B'nei Yisrael says a psukim, whatever. Chachomim omim nein mashkit. No such thing. The omim lo, they brought a riot that they were right, that there's ashkor by a giyeris and a shukhreris. The omim lo, maise b'karkomis shivcho Mushukhreres, Mirushalayim, Karkomis either was her name, that's the town she came from. There was a Maitzim Tashrif in Yushalayim. Vihishkua, she was, her husband was Makane. Vihishkua, Shmayim Avtalia. They talk about Mashke. So you tie up, you hold this no Hashkor on a Giyarism Shukhreres. There was a case with this Karkomis, and Shmayim Avtalia, Urigdele Ador, were Mashke. You see, we're right. He answered them in a somewhat chutzvedic way, so Mavaz Shmayim Avtalia. Dugma Hishkua means either they were mashkaha because they were like her. You know why they did it? She's a Geyeris. They were also Ben Geyrim. Shmayev Avtalim were Bimnebonim Shal Sancher. He made light of them. He was saying they were mashkaha because they're the same type as she is. Of course they did it. They themselves were Bnei Geyrim. They didn't want to make look like a Geyeris. The Shifcha is different. Okay, that's Mesaper. That's Mesaper Achimitos and Chachom. Say a thing like that. V'nidu, they put him in nidu, meis v'nidu, he died v'nidu, v'sokl bezdin es aroinek. When a person dies v'nidu, they put stones under this thing. Okay. So that's the first one that we find. They found three. Found one in the Mishnayis. Somebody was, I'll quite arrive, they put him in nidu. Number two. Hamzalzim v'natilas yadayim mai. What's that? Tetnana Mishnah. Omer Reb Yehuda. Chas v'shol, he claims the story never happened with Akavi ben Mahalal. Chas v'shol, she'akavi ben Mahalal nisnada, impossible. She'ein azor ninelis al kolodim bi Yisrael. We're talking there by Psochim. If you remember, the Korban Pesach was shechted in three groups. Klal Yisrael would go into the azor when it was full; they would lock the door. It took three kitas to get against Klal Yisrael for the Korban Pesach. It's just an expression. It means the doors of the Azor were not closed on Klal Yisrael. I mean, that's why you say all of Klal Yisrael were there. There was nobody bigger than Akavya ben Mahalat. Ain Azor in Elas al Kol Odom be Yisrael b'chokum b'tay b'yisachet k'Akavya Mahalat. There was nobody greater than, just a way of saying there was nobody greater than him in Klal Yisrael and Chokum b'tay b'yisachet. So it couldn't be. This story you said couldn't be. He never said that. He never was put in Nidui. So what was the story? It was confused with another story over there. Eles mi nidu, who they put in nidu? So Elozer ben Chanoich, shepik beik benetilas yodayim. That's the second one. He was mezalz mumtinas yodayim. Now, right, that's also covered a rav, because he basically was being mevazed, the chachom u mesaken, the inyan of that he made light of that ganze takon. Ukshemeh shochu bezden v'nichu eben gedoy lal aroinoi, l'lamedcho shekol amnesnad umeiz beneduyo, bezden soikul enes aroinoi. So that's the second case. Right, the Blessed went and he found three Mishnayas. Mizalzim Til Sudaim, Misaprach Mitosa. Now we have the third, Megiz Daito Klap in Milo. A Megiz Daito Klap in Milo, Mai, the Snan. That's the Mishnah in Tainus. There was a big, there was a drought, there was no rain. So Choni Amagel David. And Choni Amagel pushed HaKadosh Baruch HaYoch. He got this, he didn't say, gave him a little rain. He said, no, I want more rain. Then the rain that comes, and I want less rain. Back and forth, HaKadosh Baruch kept demanding what he wanted. Is he says, Shem Eshot El Chene Amagel, Sorokat El Esnadis. Them says, you should be in Nidui. Because that's my Gizdait the Klap in Maila. I mean, telling Hashem what to do. You're demanding this way, demanding that way. Vilmoli Choyni Ato, if you wouldn't be Choyni, meaning if you wouldn't be as great as you are, Goizrani Alecho Nidui. Avomo Ezra, what should I do? Shatam Mischat El Esnei Amokim. You either daven before Hashem, you walk with Hashem. Merashi in many places, different pshatim here. You're miskageya with Hashem. You're very close. How do they tie? It's a very interesting word, mischate. Meaning you act, you plead with Hashem. It could be. That's like Rashi here. Choyte on them. Atam mischate. Usnei mokim. Ve'oisul lechorot zoyin. And Hashem does what you want. You're like a son with a Kodesh Baruch. Whatever you do, whatever he is, Hashem gives it to you. So what can I do? But then it says, that's not the way to behave with a Kodesh Baruch. So because he told him there's 24 places, he thought he would find in Mishnayos 24 places where they were menadel. This is also quite a rabbi, this is quite a Kodesh Baruch. Why has he found three in the Mishnayos? Says the Gemara, that's all he found. Vesuleka, Vohiko, the Bryson Psochim, the Tony Rabbi Yosef, Tudus Ishroimi, Tudus Ishroimi, Hinhig, he made a minig, he started a thing, it's B'nai Roimi, Lachilim Gidoyim Mikulosim Belele Psochim. Gidi Mikulis means a Gidi roasted whole. The way they used to do it, the Korban Pesach was whole. He started a minig, they should eat that on Erev Pesach. That's a zeichah for Korban Pesach. Now forget, we bedavka don't do that. That's the mishum, so we're not allowed to do that. Because it looks like kochim b'chutz. So people think it's kochim, it's really Korban Pesach, and we're doing chutzot. So he started this minig. Then like, shoch l'shim ben shodach. Again, ilmoli tudus ato. If not that you are so great, if not that you are tudus, Adam Choshev Rashi says, Adam Godel v'nichbar, because I would have put you in Nidui. Invited that, Viter Kvod HaRav. Because that's something that the Chazal asked, because it was a Chosh Chutz, and he did the opposite. Okay. I would have put you in Nidui. Shat HaMachal, Sisrol Kochim Bachutz. You make it look like you're getting Kochim Bachutz, you'll be Machshel Yidin Kochim Bachutz. So, he only found three, what about this one? We're talking in the Mishnayis. V'ho Briz HaBraisi. There isn't any more in the Mishnah of Oiko. This is the famous story of Reb Lezer and the Chachom about Metzim with the Tanur Shel Achnoi, where had a big machloikes, and Reb Lezer called upon everything in the world to come to his tzad. Let the base medrash be made, the fools well, and let this be gotten some ice over there, and they put him in Nidui for being so obstinate. What was the shayla? That nan chot chulius. It was a satanur, it was a klichera satanur, and it became the satashil and said it became tome. To make a klicheres tor, it doesn't go to mikveh, you have to break it. Shviras came, that makes it to us. What they did was, it was, their tanum looked like pots, basically, like a round pot. They sliced it into pieces. Now it was like rings, pieces. Then they put it together, not by re-baking it in the oven, but they put some sort of chol between it, that put it together. Does that become tome now? Chotchu chulius, rings, pieces. V'nosen chol ben chulia l'chulia. Reb Elezer Metayer. He held it still taught. That the fact that you're putting chol doesn't is not mechaber it. It's still pieces, so it's broken, it's tore. Chachomim hold that itself is mechaber it. It's now one tanner again, it is tome. Okay, we'll leave it when we get to Kalim. That was the machloikas. They called it tanur shel achnoi. My achnoi, what's it? Means a snake. Omer of Yehuda, Mashum, Lamish, Kifu, Alokas, Kachnoi, Ze, Vitimnu. They surrounded him like a snake with all meats of kashes, and they were metami. Vitanyo, Oysa Hayoim, that day, Heviu called Tyre Shatir, Ablezer, all the things that had, let's say, touched this, or been made in this time. And Reb Elezer said, Detor, they brought all that stuff and they burned it. To show that's wrong, we hold it storm with sore from the phone of Ulasov Birchu. And they put him in Nidui. Rav says, Shvishahirba Ma'oid Lachlik Bidovarze. So I got some Omid Gemorid and Bamatsia back and forth and back and forth. He overdid it, they held. So they put him in Nidui. Okay, so here you have another case. And this, yeah, Mishnah. Chotchu Chulius is a Mishnah in Kalim. Says the Gemara, Afilo Hochi Nidui Bimas Nisan Loi Tanan. The Nidui, you're right, the case that they were Mucholik, what do you call it, Tanish Alachnoi is in the Mishnah. But the Nidui is not in the Mishnah. So in the Mishnayis, he found only three times that they put someone in Nidui. For the Rav, the cases of again, we had the either Blessed Ben Azaria by the Hashkoas Yoyres or one second, Blessed Ben Chano Pigmentis Yadayim or Choni Amagel, and he told him 24. Ela Bechov Dalam Mekaymes Heicha Mashkachas. So where's the 24 that the Bishur Ben Levi was talking? Again, the Gemara here thought he meant. You'll find 24 cases in the Mishnah. Well, that's not what he meant. He meant, Rav Shimon Levi, Medama Milsa La Milsa. Doesn't say it 24 times in Mishnah. He's just saying, if you go and look, you'll find 24 similar cases. You'll figure out yourself that there should be a Nidui there. Not that we have stories of Nidui actually happening 24 times. Rav says, Alo Medama Milsa La Milsa. He didn't make that comparison, so he only found three cases where it actually said it. Okay. Right, back to the Mishnah. No se amitu v'chilufeim. Tana Rabbana. Ein moitzin es hames somuch l'krishma. We don't take out a mess to make a levaya close to the zman krishma because we're afraid it'll take long and you may learn, well, there'll be part of an amitza. It's a mitzvah, they won't say krishma. How much time is that? Explains Rabbeinu Yoina. Enough time to be makabed a mess. In other words, to take whatever the basic part, take an hour and a half to get the mess to the base of Kforis and Kaver and finish it up, you shouldn't start the Levaya within an hour and a half to the beginning of Zman Krishma. Meaning by Yakir over there. We don't want you crossing that line. Vimishilu, once though they started, is a mafsikin. Because at that point, once they start the Levaya, then the Reiskim b'mitzvahs in the Takapot, so you don't stop it. Eini vor Reb Yosef avku somuch l'krishma. Reb Yosef, when he died, he took him out to be buried just before Zman Krishma. He just told me, we don't start a levaya within as much time as you need to get the levaya done before Zman Krishma. Oram choshev shayim. Okay. It was a godel, it went. Fnei mishlacha miton rabonon. Ho iskim behesped. Right? We're not talking during the Hesped. The Gemara is mechalek, and it's how important is the Hesped seems to depend whether or not it's befnei the mess or not. Bizman shames mutal lefneim, when the Hesped is being said, like what we call by the Levaya, the mess is there, then we don't break up the Hesped for davening or krishma. What do we do? Again, you can't say every single person has to sit there when the darshan is darshaning the Hesped. No need for that. What you do is one at a time, they go out They don't break the hesed. They keep the crab one at a time. Keeps going out to say Krishma and Dab. Nishmotim echor echor v'koyrin esameh v'koyrin. And Rabbi Yehuda points, it means they daven also. It doesn't say it means they daven also. Ein ames mutal lefneihem. We're talking about a hesped which is not befnei the mes, says Rashi, the mes in another room or off to the side. It's not directly in front of the mes. Then it has less power to hesped. And then we take a stop. Hein yoshvin v'koyim. Then the oilam sits down and says Krishma. Now obviously the oval is there. He's an oilam. He can't say Krishma. He sits quietly. Hu yoshev v'daimim. Heim oimdim was then they daven. V'hu oimed. What does he do then? Umatstik all of us adin. That's when he says it's siddur adin. He can't daven. He's an oilam. V'oimim. Ribayin oilamim. I did many averis, and you didn't collect from me, you didn't punish me, even one of a thousand what I deserve. You should fix up all the problems. That first sentence he said, a person shouldn't say that. What did he say there? He said, I did bad, and you didn't collect from me. You didn't punish me. Look, bottom Rashi, lefrat me, many. Mashma ipora. Means like you're saying to Hashem, you didn't collect, you didn't punish me, punish me. That's not a way to talk. Don't say bad things. You don't have the power of what you're saying. Where do we see in the pasuk? Shenemar in Chazon Yishai there, he says Kimat Kistoimo Yinu. The Novi says we were almost like Zdoim. We were almost as bad as Zdoim. Saying the next pasuk, Maya Hadalu Novi. That word Novi is strange. In the other Gemara, it doesn't even say the word Novi. It's Maya Hadalu. What does Hashem immediately say? Shimu Dvar Hashem Kitzinei Zdoim. It was Paser Pelas Sotn. He compared Klai, so he said, we were almost as bad as Stoim. In the next Pasuk, Hashem already refers to us as Stoim. Be careful what you say. Kovros HaMez. So the Mishnah said, they made the Kvura, now they're coming back. So it says in the Mishnah, now starts the Shura. What's called the Shura is the way they made Tanchumi Avel. They would set up a line or a circle, they would make Menichum Avelim. They finish with walking back to set up the shur. It's Krishma time. So the Mishnah says, if you have time to say Krishma, im yichom lahaskel v'ligmu hashlagil shura, if you can get into Krishma before the shura is set up, so say Krishma. If you can't, you do Nichum Avelim, that'll push off the Krishma. So first of all, you see, interesting thing here, you see if there's no time to say Krishma, you don't say Krishma. Now, we're not talking about burying the mess here anymore. The mess is buried. We're talking about Nichum Avelim now. Zogdar Rabbeinu Yoni is because Nichum Aveilum is Gemilus Chesed, and that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. He says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, it associates with mitzvah, but not mitzvah. So if you can't say Krishma, you don't. I'm just telling you, if there's time to say Krishma, until you set up the shura, you might as well say Krishma. Now the question is like this, what does Mishnah mean? It says if you have time, lahastil v'ligmar, if you have time to start and finish. So the Gemara on the surface thought that meant if you have time to say the whole Krishma. If you don't, let's say you have time to say Shema and V'yohavta. Sounds offhand, you wouldn't. You need enough time to knock in the whole Krishna. That's when we read the Mishnah. That's what it sounds like. Frankly, we have a Bryce that says not that way. V'riminu kovru es hames v'chozru im yichon l'hasav v'lim afilu perik echad oposuk echad. Even if you could say first parsha of Krishna, or even the first posuk, you should say it. The Mishnah sounds like you only say it if you have enough time to say the whole three parts of Krishna. So that's what the Mishnah meant. Lahaskal v'lingma meant perek echor apostle echor. Im yichon lahaskal v'lingma afil perek echor afil apostle echor. Ashagilu shuru yaschilu v'mav lo yaschilu. This is a very interesting Gemara. What does that mean? If you can finish one perek or one pasuk. I wasn't here. Daf Yud Gimel. The ganze shmuzen. How much is the mitzvah the rise of Krishna? Big Isaac in the Achreinim, in the Rishonim, the first Pasha, the second Pasha. Because it holds two Pasha, I guess it was the first Pasha. Some hold only the first Pasuk. What's it saying, this Gemara here? I mean, offhand, it sounds like the first parsha is d'oraisa. I mean, that would be enough, or else let it say you have to do two parshas. So then what's pasuk yechod? What does it mean you could say pasuk yechod? So funny gemara. So the shaka silence, it means like this. If you could say the whole first parsha, that's it, because that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. He goes that parsha rishon is d'oraisa. So then what's the mile saying pasuk yechod? If you have time to say Shema Yisroel, you say it. If the mitzvah d'oraisa, say we'll have to also. It says good, because even if the mitzvah's krishma, the rice is the first parsha, but still in the first pasuk you have Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomai. So if you have time to say that, say that. You're not making krishma with that, but you have Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomai. Like you say, Shulchan Aruch Hanayin Aleph. Noshim Aptur is from krishma. It's a mitzvah Shemang Gromo. But the Machaber says, and Nochen, that they should say the first pasuk as Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shomai. There is that Indian. Besides krishma, there's that Indian also. Why didn't Bishura? You talk about them. You know, I know Hanami. But saying if you can do it, you might as well do it. Okay. Then we said here, why didn't Bishura? The Mishnah said. We have was on. Why didn't Bishura? Pnimi im ptur vachitzayim chayovim. The inner circle, a potter. The outer ones are not. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanu, Shura roye pnimo ptura. I mean, the inner circle that can see the oval, they're directly involved in Nichum Avelim, they're potter. That's called Isaac B'mitzah. V'she'ena roye pnimo, they don't see the oval, they're on the outer wall. Chayeves, they're not Isaac B'mitzah. If you the Omer, Haboyim machmas ha'ovel, those who came here to be Menachem Oval, a pturim. Machmas Atzum, they came stomp to see what's going on. You know, it was a Sunday afternoon, they had nothing to do. They stomp came to see what's going on. That's not called Isaac B'mitzah, they are chayiv. Now, this is not clear which way is he arguing here. There's a Tanakhama we hold, if they can see the Ovel, that's called the Menachmim. If they're in the next row, they can't see the Ovel, they can't. Some, we're not sure what he's saying. He could be saying that even if you're in the first row, you're only potter if you came for Nichum Avelim. If you came to be a sightseer, even if you're right up front, you still have to say krishma. He could be saying the other way. He's talking about the first row, you're right, everybody's potter. But I'm saying even in the second row, if you came for Nichum Avelim, you're potter if you can't see the oval. If you can't see the oval, but if you came for Nichum Avelim, you're still potter. I'm not sure to be shining. Which way is he coming to Michoy, like this way or that way? Apparently not. If you didn't come, you're not called the Isaac B'mitzah. You didn't come for that purpose. The oval himself. Yeah, that's true. Good point. Yeah. Unless there's a mitzvah, it's not him. I don't know. What? I don't know. Rabbi Yonah says it's all snichor elos gigs milos chesed. It's not the kvur anymore. It's like kvur is over. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yonah Rav. A moitzi kilayim bebigdoi. He's walking and he realizes he has shatnas in his clothes. He has to get undressed even in the shuk. I covered up Briyas. My taimo in chokhma vein tzvuna vein eitzel neged Hashem. Kol mokim sheshchil al Hashem in chokhm covered l'rav. Meaning there's no cheshvan of covered up Briyas when we're talking about l'neged Hashem. We're going to see as the Gemara goes on, we're talking where it's shatnas d'oraisa. If it's only a derabbanon, then kovod habriyus will be stronger. But let's see the Gemara. Basically, what the Gemara here just said is that kovod habriyus will not overweigh an isa. That's all. Meisve. Kovru asames v'chozru, they're coming back from the levay. V'lifneim beis drochim. There's two roads over there. Achas tohoyre v'achas tmeyeh. One is a regular. One happens to have a kever on it. So if you walk on that road, you're going to become tom. If the ovel walks on the, you walk with the ovel. He went on the derech. That's the Torah derech. So you follow him. Boy mimo b'tahayro. You follow him on the Tomei Derech Mipnei Kvoida Ovel. It's again, it's a Kovod Abri, is not to leave him all alone over there. Now this, what's the kasha here? It's a funny gemara. I mean, what's the kasha here? Where's the nisur to walk on the Tomei Derech? Explains the Ritva, we understand it means even if there's a Koyin here. From the Stimas Tadvorim, it's a difficult kasha. Even if you're a Kohen, because there's no exception here, so then you have a Braisa that's telling me that when you're walking back the oval from the Kvura, als Kvoidoi, the Kohen is allowed to walk on a Tomei Derech. Now, that's the Churanis Dorais. I mean, a Kohen came in with Tami himself. He's telling me Kvoid, that's exactly opposite what you just told me. You're basically telling me that Kovod Abrius, some type of Kovod Abrius, overweighs in the Dorais. He just told me, in Chochmah 28, you have to take off your thing and stay naked in Rishus HaRabim because you stuck with Nitzah Shatnez. So what's the difference here? What? Yeah, no, we're talking with Zvadei Tomei. Yeah, we're talking. Well, what's the angle? Let's see. That's going to be good with Teretz. At this point, the Gemara understood it's a Zvadei Tomei. You got a mess. You got a Kevin line across the thing, and you're going to go right over it. That's basically what the Gemara is going to answer here. Amai leimen chochma tfuno leneged Hashem. Tigmo rebaba bebeis apras de rabbonon. We're not talking about some. They derech tomei bebeis apras. Beis apras means, yeah, they have it all over the place. You said it needed somewhere not long ago. Beis apras is a field where a kever was plowed. There was a kever there, and they plowed over the kever. So now the zach is keep shuto. There's nothing going on over here. Because the mess is out, but we're afraid maybe there's a shtickle bone, and that's some kesoira floating around here. And when you walk, you'll move it. Now there's no tumas oil in an etzem kesoira, but there is magomasa. So if as you walk, you move it with your foot, that's masa. You become tummy. Now that's a chashash derabonot. Because mid the rights, we're always going to say something to Mishrab Tor over there. That's a chshumah de rabbonon, but beis apras de rabbonon. And basically, that's what Gemara is answering. On an isa de rabbonon, you're not going to say in chochmah tfum neged Hashem. Kovod Abrius will overweigh. As I told you before, when we said before motzik alayim be bigdo poished and beshuk, that's only trying to point out now what we know everything on kilayim the rights on the rabbonon not. That's what the Gemara is answering. This is only a tumah de rabbono. Dom Reb Yudah Mashmuel menapeach odom beis apras vaholeh. A person has to get through the beis apras. He's on his way to do the korban pesach. So what should he do? Basically, he walks. He blows like this, because basically we're talking about as he bends over and he blows. What he's the fact that he's leaning. He might be leaning over the etzem. Doesn't bother me because I'm a tamer ba'oyim. It's only a problem if he moves it. So if he's bending down and blowing, either he's going to see it. We'll blow it away. We don't care. Now, obviously, that's only under the Rabbanon. If I really be real chesed or rice here, we're not going to rely on such a flimsy system. If you have a base of pras, that was, people have been walking on it a lot. Why do we say it's tor? Because we assume that the bones have either been moved out of the way or have been crushed out of, crushed completely. And again, we would never say that. If we had a chashash d'oraisa here of tumah, since it's only the rabbonon, we have these kulas. We assume that they got ground into powder by now. But we're just showing it's a rabbonon. Once it's a rabbonon, El Chanami Kovod Abrius will take over. Toshma, Domer Blazer B'Tzor, they got famous gemara. Medalgen Hoyino Agabe Yaroina Shel Meisim. They would go over Yaroina Shel Meisim. Likras Malchi Yisrael, to greet Malchi Yisrael. V'loy likras Malchi Yisrael, we had the Gemara before. V'lvad, not only for Malchi Yisrael, Amru, elafi likras Malchi Yaakov. We want to see the Goyish kings. Why? What's the big deal? Shem Yizke. If a person will be Zoychel, Emotz HaMoshiach, Yavchen, be Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Yaakov. We'll see the difference between the Kovod, these Malachim and the Kovod that our Melech will have then. Okay, whatever it is. But to do that, They went, oh, Medalgan, you know, Gamay Arenis Samesim. Now, Reb Elezer Tzadik was a Kohen. How did he do that? When you go over the Aron HaMez, that's Tumas Oil, you're Malon the Mez. How did he do that? Besides, I get her. If COVID, am I? Lemen Chochme, Tune, Neitzel, Negan Hashem. Kidderovo. Okay, let's get the din straight. In all those, you have din. If there's a halal tefach, meaning there's space of tefach between the mess and the top of the orin, that creates an oil, and that contains the tumor in it. The tumor can't shoot out of there. Oversimplifying a little bit, but for our purpose, that'll be it. If there's no oil tefach, and that sealum is under there, and it's like this, then the tumor goes through. So now, the problem will only be if you go over an Aron HaMez, if there's no tefach. Let's say the Aron, there's no space of tefach in the mess and the Aron, that becomes tumor tzutza. The tumor shoots right through and up. Then you're going to become tomei if you go over an Aron, even if you're 10 miles up in the air. But if you have a halal tefach, that's now an oil. If you have a mess in an oil, you have a mess in a building, a guy stands on a roof, it's not tumei, the oil stops the tumor. Suppose it depends how big the Aron was. Since the Gemara, the Omer Rav Advar Toiro, as Lachem Mishina Rash says, oil kol sheyesh bo halal tefach choytzitz b'fnei atum. That stops the tum. V'she'ein bo halal tefach ein o choytzitz b'fnei atum. Zog di Gemara. V'roi v'aroynes yesh bo halal tefach. The standard Oren in time Chazal had a halal tefach. So there's b'chalal no problem really of going over an Oren HaMez. V'gozu, they made an Issa de Rabbonon al sheyesh bohen mishum she'ein bohem. They made a Tumah de Rabbonon on an Oren which has halal tefach, or to an Oren that doesn't have halal tefach. Because an Oren that doesn't have halal tefach, there will be a Tumah de Raisa shooting through. But we can assume that the Aroinis have halal tefach, so it's only a Tumah de Rabbonon. Vaitu mishum kvoid melochim lo gozu v'rabbonon. We knocked it down to a Rabbonon. Mishum kvoid melochim. This scene, if you know, they weren't guys. Toshma. Godel kovid abriyas. Here it is exactly. Shedoiches lo se shabbat toiru. Ich hab schon gesagt, was verstanden, Kovid Abris ist durch Anisalab, der Reise. Ich weiß, war mein Leben, ich hoch, mein Tfuhne, mein Eizu, lenegen Hashem. Tirgimo, Rabba Shvo, kam da afkan, but lav de lois sosur. Which lav? We don't mean every lav in the Torah. We mean the lav of lois sosur. I mean the lavs in this week's parashah of listening to Chazal. Now, you gotta be careful. There's two types of lois sosur. So you want to answer me? So the Rabbonon. So the Gemara thought he meant the lav de lois sosur. When do you have lois sosur? That's what you're gonna have in this week's parashah. Zokin Mamre, the Shaila, what the Chumash Men, the Shaila, what this is. And if Bezdin Paskins, you got to listen to them. Es Vaita Nisidoraisa, what are you gaining? Achiku Ale, they laughed at him. Lav de los Sosidoraisa, what are you gaining? Omer of Kahana Gavarab, Omer Mil Salot Achir, someone big says, I'm not laughing at him. Kol Mila de Rabon as Machino Lav de los Sosir, which will quite assure Rabona. When he said Los Sos, he meant all the Los Sos. I mean, all the Rabbonons that we have. When the Chazal made it, the Rabbonon that we put in the class, that were masmich on that Issa of Los Sos. But what we meant, is what this Braxa meant to say, that Godel Kovet Abri, Shedoiches Los Shabbat Torah, it meant it's Doiche the Rabbonons. They call all the Rabbonons Los Shabbat Torah because we masmich all the Rabbonons onto the Lav of Los Sos. If I did, there you have, so now you have a clear price that says that Kovar Abrius takes care of the Rabbonons. Toshma, v'hisalamto, v'hashova savedo, it says loy tisalim, it says v'hisalamto, zog the Gemara, v'hisalamto, v'omim shato misalimim, sometimes you don't have to pick up the avedo, u'pomim shenato misalim mehem, okay, so, im hoye koyen v'beveis akvoris, he doesn't have to get it, o hoye zokim v'enol v'chvoidoi, it's not like we quite as a choshev yid hanging in a place to pick up that veda. He doesn't have to. Oh, shoyis malachto meruba mishol chaveiro, meaning his what he would have to be paid for the shabbatol of that is not worth it because it's worth more than the ganza aveda. So the guy who lost the veda will have to pay him back. He doesn't want him to pick it up because he's going to lose money to the deal. He'll have to pay for giving him back the veda. He'll have to pay him back what he lost. It's going to come out, the guy who lost the aveda lost money. So he doesn't have to go. Whatever it is, but the middle case is important. Zokev ein lefichvoide. Sepasnish. He's a chosh v'yir. Apchais the gabein is in some dirty place. Sepasnish v'azayid to go pick it up. It's a potter. Why? Why does I cover a bris dike cheshm over there? It's not what happened over there. My lame ein choch v'in tun v'in eitzel and I get Hashem. Zok the Gemara. Shiny horse with civil salad. One of the exeris akosuv. You're right. I mean, generally speaking, it wouldn't be such a thing. But there happens to be exeris akosuv by Hashem as a veido. That it's in a lefikvoido. You don't pick it up. You can't expect any kashas from over there. Oh, Frank Newmore is often it does. Okay, but now let's learn from there. You're right. But let's learn from there. Lamaizadon and posuk state. That covered abriyah does over us. Let's learn from there to all other places that covered abriyah should overweigh. Shani Hosan the Sivis Alamtem, Ligma Minoy Sumimon Leofinach Mamin. Moment is, you're right, but he's Sumim. He can't learn from Moments. Toshma, Vlachoisoy, it's a difficult limut. The Posuk says by Nozir, Kol Yimei Hazir Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yovoy. The next Posuk, he can't be Metami to a mess. The next Posuk says, Le'oviv, le'imo, le'ochiv, u'la'choisoy. He can't be metame. So the Sifri says like this, what do you need that for? Just let it say, al nefesh mes lo yovo. If the Pasuk would just say, al nefesh mes lo yovo, it would mean to no mess. You know, there's no exclusions. What do you have to say? All four of those things are extra. Oviv, imoy, ochiv, achoisoy, everyone is extra. So the Sifri says like this, oviv is to tell me, le'oviv he can't be metame, but to a mes mitzvah he can. I mean that a mnozer can't be metame to kroivim, but he can be metame to a meis mitzvah. What does emo tell me? I said, "What? That's ovi. What's about emo? Emo tells me that even if he's a nozer and a koyin, so now he has what they call two kedushas. Still, only to his mother he can't be, but to a meis mitzvah he can. Ochiv tells me he's a nozer koyin godel. He's got everything on his side. Still, it's only le'ochiv not, but to a meis mitzvah here." And what about Achoisai? Now we're stuck. Now we know everything already. They got the most you have. He's a Nozer, he's a Kohen Gadol, and we know he can be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah. So what does Achoisai teach me? Toshma v'la Achoisai ma Talmud loimar? It's a Nuzach. Hareisho yehoilich lishchoy des pischoy v'lomul es benoi. He's on his way to let's say Sher the Pesach. When he becomes Tomei stuck, you're going to lose it. And it's already after Chatzos, the Gemara explains. It's already in the Zman that's Chalon in the Chovas Pesach. The Shom HaShemes Lomez Yochel Yazu V'yitmo Amrit Lo Yitame. Why? Rashi explains, because this says Sheyesh Bokoris. This will overweigh. He's not Metame. He continues on his way to Korban Pesach. Maybe somebody going to do the Korban Pesach of the Malas son shouldn't even be metame to a mes mitzvah. Talmud lomar lachoisa. That's what lachoisa is coming to teach me. That all those four things are coming to tell me that someone can be metame to a mes mitzvah. The Nazir Koyin God. Now it's Ein Inyan, because nobody left this. So I take it out to tell me that somebody going to share the Korban Pesach should be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah, even though it's going to cost them his Korban Pesach. So basically, what's Meis Mitzvah? Meis Mitzvah is also Kovar Abriyas, basically. So you're telling me here that the Kovar Abriyas of the Meis Mitzvah is knocking out the Korban Pesach, which is the Mitzvah but Chorus. If I tell Lema ain chochma vein tfuna vein eitzol and neged Hashem, so if I tell shiny hosom the civil achoisa have a posuk. If I tell fake you more of a ligma minay, good. But let's learn from here that kovad abriyas, serious kovad abriyas, as they point out, like getting undressed in the middle of the street, which they can put on the same level as meis mitzvah. Let that be doicha mitzvah for the Gemara. Sheval taisa. Shiny. Over here, what are you losing? What is the Korban Abriyas knocking out? The Korban Pesach. That's B'Shev Al Taisa. You're not bringing the Korban Pesach. You're over B'Shev Al Taisa. Over here, by continuing to wearing the big day shatnez, that's considered a kumvase. In the Gemara, Taka, Korban Sampun, Gemara, the Gemara comes out two things, three things really, that Korban Abriyas will knock out of the Rabbonon. Kovar Abriyas plays a role in Mormonis, And Kovra Brius in a deraisa, if it's Sheval Taisa, will take it. But our case, our original case, the most climate bigly finds Shatnas in his Begodim, which talking of Shatnas deraisa, and that's called, Rashi explains, a kumvase, because continuing to wear it is called a bitl, being over on the Isa, the kumvase, that Kovra Brius can't take, is poison afilu b'shuk.